Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. But the question was, for the Midday Sports Standoff, there have been 9 Super Bowls that have repeated. Can you name the teams that have played each other multiple times in the Super Bowl? And so we went through a couple of them. I had... So
the answers that we got were Pittsburgh-Dallas, who had done it 3 times, 10, 13, and 30. The Niners and Bengals, who did it in 16 and 23. Cowboys-Bills, who did it in 27-28, back-to-back years. Pats-Eagles were 39 and 52. Giants-Patriots were 43 and 49. Chiefs-Niners were 54 and 58. And Chiefs-Eagles, which were 57 and 59. Which left 2.
Left 2. And I was going to say before we went to break, but I was like, I think I'm confusing the Rams with Carolina, was Patriots-Rams. Because I remember early Tom Brady beat the greatest show on turf. And I thought Vinatieri kicking that field goal in Houston was against the Rams, but it was against Carolina. So I went away from it, forgetting that Jared Goff and the Rams made the Super Bowl against the Patriots and lost. Patriots-Rams was the other one. Now
36 and 53.
Frank told me the last one because I couldn't think of one, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I wasn't going to sit there for that long. And I said, I give up. Go ahead and tell me. And the answer he gave me, I wasn't going to guess anyway. But the last answer was?
The Miami Dolphins versus the Washington Commanders met in Super Bowl 7 and 17.
Chris Ella would have got that.
He would have gotten that.
Chris Ella would have got that. All right.
He was just starting his sports radio career, I believe, around Super Bowl 7.
Ah, that's a foul, dude. Old jokes on Elo, dude.
He draws the foul.
That's a foul. Is that like Johnny in the chat, in the YouTube chat? He calls him Mr. Elo?
I believe so.
Mr. Elo. He's like, it's a sign of respect. I'm like, you're making Chris feel old, dude. Just call him Chris. Mr. Elo.
Let me let you in on a little secret. He is old.
Wow. Mr. Elo. Old jokes on Elo. You're going to draw a foul. They're going to be funny. You're going to get a laugh, but it's going to draw a foul. It's drawn contact every single time.
I'm not going to not appreciate it, but you're also not getting away with
it's
it
like
either.
It's like taking a charge, but you got the blocking call. The effort was there, but we knew you weren't going to get the charge. That was block right here. Foul's on Marchese. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. All right. We talked about Aztec football. We got into it. They do not play this weekend. They got Fresno State next weekend. I do want to mention the Anaheim Ducks won another game last night.
Let's go, Quackers. Home opener as well.
How did the goals do?
Well, we know they
won their first game.
They whipped the snot out of Coachella Valley. Let's see here.
They should be having a home opener soon.
The AHL.com. That is this weekend, as a matter of fact. That's the 18th.
Schedule. I just want the regular schedule goals. They have not updated their win. They did not play again until this Saturday when they host the Henderson Silver Knights.
Oh, cool. So a nice week off.
Yeah. The goals website has them not even scoring in that game against Coachella.
They have no one scoring in that game, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, 0-0. Is that even on the AHL website?
It was 5-0.
5-0 winner for the goals. Nice.
Their next two games are going to be at home against the Henderson Silver Knights on Saturday and then on Wednesday against the Colorado Eagles.
Eagles 2-0. EAGLES Eagles. Like Gonzo, Papa Ello. Instead of Mr. Ello. Bat fan one. Ello did play by play in the 30s. Scrappy owns the clips. He plays the clips all the time. Strasburg, ready to go. I think they have that clip somewhere in the system. I've heard that probably 1,000 times. Strasburg, ready to go. He does sound like he's from like the 1930s when he does that clip.
Joe Namath, back to pass.
Oh, man. Johnny Unitas. I can't make fun of Ella like that. That's ridiculous. Strasburg, ready to go.
Well, hold on. To be fair, we got to...
Yeah,
he draws the foul.
Got to do the foul.
Gonzo. Naturally cased Frank asking for the smoke. Johnny goes, I'm going to call you Mr. Soprenant. No, you, Mr. Ello, dude. You're making him old.
Hockey. This radio program brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
No, unfiltered. I like the fact that Scraby played the rain clip yesterday. Didn't realize that we played it like 15 times in the show. Or he did and he didn't mention it. He played that thing like 15. He played it yesterday after we played it all afternoon. And he had no idea. That's the best part.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire. So if you're sitting out there.
What? It gets me every time, dude. Every time. And so they were talking about that.
This is being
that was
cool.
That was like the fourth or fifth day of them being on air or something, is what they were saying. I thought it was further into their showtime of them being on air. But Scraby retold the story. And he said, like, it was early when they started, and it was right after, I think, the Super Bowl or something like that. And they were trying to talk about the Super Bowl, and they're breaking down the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden he got distracted by the rain, which checks out for weather in San Diego. And Chris said on air yesterday, he's like, I remember going to Tony afterwards going, we're in trouble. If this guy's leader, there's no way our show makes it with Matt Scraby as their producer. And you know what? They have. And it's because of Matt Scraby. They have lasted this long and done a great job in the afternoons.
For those of you who are maybe a little too young to get that.
You were dying in the back.
We're in trouble is basically today's chat. We're cooked.
We're cooked.
100%. We're not even cooked. We're so far beyond cooked. We are cremated at this point.
We're cooked.
Chat, we are cooked.
Gwen and Chris were cooked after Matt Scraby said, what, Frank?
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire. So if you're sitting out there.
This what? Is being cool.
This is being cool here. That is true. Gonzo said like one of Ello's jobs he had was he used to get a singing telegram.
Yes.
We got to bring that back. Does that mean Chris can sing or did they just have him sing anyway? He's got to be able to sing, right?
I would have to assume.
The things that Chris Ello did for walking around money at San Diego State as a pitcher. Singing telegrams. What is the worst job you ever had?
I worked here.
Oh, wow. Working here is the worst.
I didn't mean here, meaning at Odyssey.
You're going to have to be a little bit
when
more.
I was working as at Vons. That was my first, one of my first jobs. And I...
Were you bagging groceries? You stocking
yes,
shelves?
I was bagging groceries. I had a brain fart and agreed to be a front-end supervisor. After wanting to kill everyone doing that for a while, I went to do the dot-com bagging, the dot-com in-store shopping thing. And when I moved back to New York to start my career with CBS and WFAN, I swore to myself I would never, ever, ever work in a grocery store again. 3 weeks later, I am hired as a overnight stocker for Stop and Shop out there, which was probably the worst decision I could have made as far as a job. Because they, and I told them straight up, I said, this is my career. This is what I plan on doing. Comes calling, I will be calling out and you will need to replace me. They didn't seem to take that seriously. And after I did it a couple times, they started to get fed up with me. I started to get fed up with them. And I left that job the week everything shut down for COVID.
Wow.
So I got out of Dodge at the last possible second.
I was distracted by Nate Taylor in the deal. He's like, you know that like episode where like that frog that sings?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, my baby. Yep. Hello, my darling. Literally pictured that when Nate put that in the thing. Grocery store. Worst job you've ever had.
Yes. Because people, not the workers, some of them, but not most of them. The general public.
Oh, God.
Sucks.
It does. Like, working at Starbucks was something like that. I've done my Starbucks bit already, but, like, the Starbucks in California were way worse than the Starbucks in Arizona or Texas. Worst job I ever had.
I've never... Just the customer's always right. That's
not
BS.
Great for you. Yeah.
That's BS. It is a lie.
Super lie.
It is a lie told to you, and I don't know where... Some people get the sense of entitlement that they have, but boy, oh boy, trust me, your grocery store clerk wants to knock you down a peg, but knows that they can't if you act like a jerk to them. I promise you.
I love Juan is just continuing to make Ello old jokes in the YouTube chat. Ello's worst job was assembling Model Ts. We had other ones in here, too, that were pretty funny. Ello invented the barbershop quartet. Juan is on a roll. There was another one that I thought was funny. Another Ello job. Go Aztecs. Ello was partying with Bart Starr and Max McGee in that first Super Bowl. Juan asks, are you Coach Soprenant or Coach Braden for your kids? I'm Coach Soprenant, but there's two of us because my dad coaches too. So it's like, it's always a question of which one we're talking about. So I'm Coach Younger Soprenant. Sometimes I get Coach B-Serp. Not as cool. The kids call me B-Serp sometimes, but.
Sign spinner for a Halloween store. That's a good one.
Brutus Fan 619 selling Sears vinyl siding. Was a trap job. I didn't know what. That's what I got signed up for. Rod was a busboy at Soup Plantation.
Wow.
People don't tip. Of course they don't because you don't have a waiter. You're doing everything yourself. They probably forget about the busboy cleaning all the bowls and stuff. I bet you Rod has seen some disgusting things at Soup Plantation. I bet you he's seen some disgusting things at Soup Plantation. What else we got? Anybody else on there? The Starbucks thing was one thing. I worked a job in college called Froggy 5-0, which is already kind of stupid with a name.
It was on campus, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so like what the job was, and I was doing this for a little extra money, so I was working the football job, and all that money just went to tuition, because TCU is expensive. And then on top of that, I needed some walking around money, you know, to cover like rent and stuff and being able to pay for groceries instead of just using my, instead of saving my per diem over the road trips and then going to the grocery store with that, I worked this job. I would pick up some other shifts doing other things. And I did for a little bit before I was getting paid to do broadcasting work at TCU. I was a busboy at a cowboy saloon. Juan's just on fire. I did Froggy 5-0. So what it was, and it was before like Uber and Lyft got super popular, but it was kind of like that on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd work Thursday nights, and unfortunately I worked this in the fall, so it was like colder in Texas at the time. But you would do this like rideshare thing with golf carts on campus to get students from one side of campus to the other, so they have to walk alone kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would start at sunset, and it would go to like 2 in the morning. 1 in the morning? I think it went to 1 in the morning. And so like I would be in a golf cart driving around TCU, and then people would call the dispatcher.
Yeah, so it was a taxi service.
It was a taxi service, yeah. So he would, they would call, like, it was mostly girls, and they would call the dispatcher at TCU PD and ask for a ride, and then they would radio to us, need a pickup for whatever. Like, we all had numbers. So I had a number, which I don't remember, and every building had a number. And it would be like, I need you to pick up 4 at 15 over. Like, all right. I'd be like, look, okay, that's on the other side of campus. Okay, so I'm trying to drive over there and pick these people up. So I'd pick up these, you know, I'd either pick up try-hard kids that were going to the library on a Thursday night at like 10 o'clock at night, or I'd pick up some drunk sorority girls that were going to a pickup spot for their Uber to go downtown.
Hell yeah.
Those were the fun ones, because they would just outlandishly say things that you just off the cuff, girls. I mean, just, they did not care. The drunk dudes would be talking about sports. The drunk girls would be talking about X-rated things that I didn't need to hear about at all. Especially the freshmen and the sophomores. And I would just be like, what are they? I'm like, I'd be sitting there driving. I'd play music because that was cool. I'd play music that I liked. So I'd have my speaker in my golf cart, and they would just be blabbering all the tea about all the this and the that and what they're doing with their boyfriend after and what she did to this. And I was just like, what are they talking about out in the public? Girls, what are you guys, the tea you guys spill to each other is wild to me.
It reminds me, my grandfather loved to go to Atlantic City, but nobody ever wanted to go with him, and he was kind of like older, so he wasn't going to go by himself. So he wanted to create like kind of like a taxi business where if anyone wanted to go to Atlantic City, give him a call, and he'd drive him there and back. You know what he wanted to call it?
What?
Rent a companion.
Rent a companion. That's probably not the best phrasing.
No,
for something.
You think?
No.
Just to go to Atlantic City. Anyone want to go to Atlantic City and gamble? Call rent a companion.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not going to get red flagged.
You would get a 60 plus year old man instead of what you were probably expecting.
Mm. The clientele for that
would not have been great.
Mm. Yeah. Not a great idea, Frank. Yeah, the first night I did the Froggy 5-0, I got a flat tire on my golf cart. Thing popped, and I'm like, ah, dude.
Thanks for that.
And my tire got popped right where like a, oh my god, they had like a formal. I was not in a fraternity, so didn't participate in the whatever. And like these fraternities and sororities do these joint like formals, and I blew out a tire right where the drop off was, and there was some instance there where like TCPD had to be there for some drunken incident of a minor drinking and some other things while I'm trying to fix my tire. And I'm just like, oh God, oh God. Some kid's doing a breathalyzer test and I'm just like fixing a tire on a golf cart.
Speaking of which, Texas A&M police.
Oh my
had
God.
A time. I think that's
they had
we
a time.
Talk.
We'll talk about that when we come back. What a batting average. I'm going to say batting average. What did the guy have with him? Oh my. Texas A&M PD is having a great time on social media for home games. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Decision day is this weekend in the MLS. We have some clinching scenarios for San Diego FC that we'll get to. But college football is the best for a lot of reasons. College football is the best for so many different reasons. The tea, the drama, the excitement, the pageantry, the chaos of watching Conference USA Tuesday night football, the Twitter accounts and everything in between, as well as the police accounts of these colleges. Like, I was technically employed by TCU PD for the Froggy 5-0 thing, for the driving the golf carts. Yes. If I had an After Dark podcast, the show was set in the back of the golf cart, it would be, yeah, toasty, to say the least. But our friends at Texas A&M, I don't even want to say our friends, because it is Texas A&M. But Texas A&M PD might have a better account than anybody else at Texas A&M. Texas A&M police, hilarious on social media. They have almost 80,000 followers in responses to mostly intoxications at Kyle Field. And most of them are public intoxication. In fact, if you just look at October 11th, which is the last time they had a game, They tweeted out so much at this game. And they always go like, arrested, ejected. Like, and one of them was insane that we saw from last weekend, Frank. Do you have the tweet ready to go?
Hold on one second. I'm trying to figure something out here. See if we can't get some.
This is like a Florida Man account.
Got to get the crime detective music.
Is this generic, or are we going to get banged for this?
No, this is generic. It's royalty free.
First one of the day. MIP PA 102. Subject holding twisted T saw officer and ran into tent. Stated she, quote, was holding it for a friend. Citation issued. And the thing is their hashtag for Texas A&M police is, for the games, beat the hell out of school. So they played Florida last week. Mm-hmm. BTHO Florida was the hashtag. I like the specific. Subject holding twisted T. Moving on. Other citations, interesting.
Public intoxication, Kyle Field Plaza.
Is this the biggest one? We gotta save the biggest one for the end.
Subject stumbling through plaza. When asked for ID, she handed officer a credit card, released to sober mother.
Oh my god.
Which I don't know, what's worse, getting arrested or being drunk at a college football game and your mom has to come and pick you up?
MIPNEAT, I think NEAT is an acronym. I don't speak police, so I don't know. Texas A&M Police. MIP, NEAT. I'm going to just call it NEAT. It sounds funnier. NEAT. Natural light beer in pocket. Citation issued. Ejected. Hashtag beat the hell out of Florida. Next.
Public intoxication. Level 7 concessions. Subject asking people to buy them alcohol. Arrested.
No, that's not great. How about this one? This is insane with the pockets. MIP. Neat. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to sound like an idiot saying it. 3 natural light beers and 1 twisted tea in pocket. Citation issued. Ejected. Guy was smuggling in 3 natties and a twisted tea into Kyle Field.
Oh, God.
What else we got?
Failure to ID. Section 237. Contacted subject who was stumbling. Provided wrong date of birth to officer 3 times.
Oh, no.
Arrested.
Juan. Yo, Texas A&M's keeping it pretty twisted. Public intoxication. Legacy Lounge. Subject kept trying to enter the lounge without credentials. Released to sober friend. Ejected. I didn't know this one that was the best one of the day, which we're going to get to, involved the sandwich. That makes this even better. Public intoxication. Subject had blood on shirt and nose. Declined medical treatment. Arrested. Hashtag beat the hell out of Florida. Well, that might have gone to a different level.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Oh, there was another one.
Sober, releasing a sober father, releasing a sober friend.
There was one that
vaping,
was...
seat, ejected.
There was one that the guy was released to a sober friend who then turned out to be intoxicated.
I saw the one from a couple weeks ago. All right. I think we've gone through almost all of them.
Yes.
For the day.
You want to read it or you want me to?
I got it. Thank God. So I want to know the flavor twisted tea. Here we go. Texas A&M Police tweeted this out on October 11th. Public intoxication. Aggie Park. Contacted a subject eating a sandwich with a water jug of whiskey.
Mm.
A water jug of whiskey. Like a gallon jug of whiskey. BAC was 337. Released to EMS.
No
337.
Kidding. That was my response to you, was when I sent you that.
He would have won a batting title.
Yeah, when I sent you that, when you have a blood alcohol content higher than most Hall of Famers' batting averages, you are having yourself a night. That is a wild, wild, wild night.
This music's getting creepy now.
And Nate, I want to see proof.
337 BAC. How are you alive, brother?
We got to make this a week. This is going to be a weekly spot.
Texas A&M Police. They only play every
No, week. I know, but it when they play, it's got to be a weekly spot.
I mean, there's some other ones from the past we could have got to. October 4th. Can you cut the music now? It's bothering me. Here's one.
If I hadn't have thought of it while we were already starting the segment, I probably would have gotten some better music, but...
MIP times two. Male subject removed Busch Light beer from pocket and started drinking it. Male subject then gave female companion a Truly from his pocket. Male subject had a fake ID, citations issued. Ejected! Beat the hell out of Mississippi State. That's the best part, is the beat the hell out of.
Well, that was from the Mississippi
BAC
State. Was that
is crazy. Jug of whiskey. A jug of whiskey.
This Busch is Light, so good.
Busch Light beer fell out of a subject's shorts as he walked past officer. More beer in pockets. Ejected. Hashtag beat the hell out of Mississippi State.
NEAT. Subject had two Miller Lite beers in front of pockets of his fishing shirt. Ejected.
The best part is Texas A&M Police tweets out a picture of a dog before every game.
Yes.
Giga Maggies. It's game day. I can't believe I said Giga Maggies. That makes me want to vomit. Canine Jesse can taste the excitement for today's game. Let's stay safe, and she will see you tonight when we beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Next tweet. Subject with Busch Light beer in back pocket. Citation issued. Ejected. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is fun.
Public intoxication, section 102. Unable to walk, given opportunity to call sober friend, but he locked himself out of his phone, arrested. Beat the hell out of Auburn.
Beat the hell out of Auburn. We're going to beat the hell out of you and you and you and you and you and you. They probably do that chant a lot. Matter of fact, we got any other funny ones?
Is that the police chant?
It might be. I think that's it.
Go to Utah. Looking at Utah.
I'm basically
State
looking at the
now.
Retweets to see if any of them are in the thousands, and that's the ones that I want to read the best.
Subject with Keystone beer in his pocket at the NEAT said he forgot he had them.
NEAT's got to be it's a location.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Got to. Yeah, it's got to be
somebody. Some Aggie, please tell me where that is. I've never been to College Station, nor do I have the feel like doing it.
Intoxicated subject near PA 30E. He was stumbling and standing in the roadway. Released to sober wife. Again, I'd rather be arrested.
Subject with Keystone beer in his pockets at the NEAT said he forgot he had them. Ejected.
Yeah, I said that one.
That's classic. Subject started vaping next to an officer in the NEAT. Ejected.
Vaping section 129. Subject was asked to stop earlier, vaping again and making obscene gestures. Ejected. That was for the UTSA game.
Go Runners. Go ask Texas. Ask the good question because we got to take a break. How many arrests were made when Appalachian State showed up?
Minors attempted to hide alcohol behind a bush. Citation issued.
All right. Moving on. This is what, could you imagine what Texas Tech Police is tweeting out? If what the projections for the college football playoff come true, Frank, of LSU going to Lubbock, Texas?
Dear God.
I'd love to see that scene from a distance. LSU, Texas Tech in Lubbock in December. Field day. Clinching scenarios for San Diego FC when we come back. Plus, a final recap of the biggest takeaways from A.J. Preller's press conference from yesterday as we kind of put a bow on this. He also talked about Padres roster decisions. We'll play that as well. As we finish up the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Frank Marchese, I'm Brayden Soprano. Thanks again for tuning in to today's show. Talked a lot about that article from Kevin Acey earlier today on Mike Schilt. We mentioned that. We got into some Aztec football today. Talked about the drunken stupors of Texas A&M fans, apparently. Which was funny, which has led to a lot of people saying what they used to do when they were kids. Some of you guys are crazy. Some of you are crazy. Somebody's asking where the tacos and 40s are at.
I'm waiting for the tacos. Where are the damn tacos at?
I could use some tacos today. You know what? I might stop by today on the way up. I need something to eat before practice. Get locked in on some Kraft taco. I got sent some Al Pastor fries on an Instagram post. I would devour those right now. But it is a Wednesday, so. It is a Wednesday. I got to get back on track, Frank.
It's a wingy Wednesday.
I mean, I had wings yesterday on a Tuesday. That's I should have tacos on Wednesday. See, you know what? I flipped it perfectly. I had to get something at Pitcher's. I got garlic parm wings. Side of fries, split it. Tacos on a Wednesday. Rod, where are the damn tacos at? 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. All right, MLS, San Diego FC this weekend, huh? Final Absolutely. Game. Final game of the regular season. And San Diego FC could get the 1, 2, or 3 seed. Can they still get the 4 seed?
I don't believe so, no.
So they're going to be top 3. Based on what San Diego FC pointed out, if San Diego FC wins versus Portland and Vancouver loses to Dallas, San Diego FC gets the 1 seed. If San Diego FC has a draw versus Portland and the LA Galaxy draw or lose versus Colorado, they will be guaranteed the 2 seed.
LAFC.
And then if San Diego FC is a draw versus Portland and the LAFC wins against Colorado, they get the 3 seed. That's kind of how that plays out. So if they win, they're guaranteed at least the 2?
Yes.
If they draw, then they would need a LA Galaxy draw or loss for them to secure the 2.
And LAFC.
And if they draw and LAFC wins, they get the 3 seed. There you go. That's all I need to know.
So hopefully they beat Portland, and then it guarantees them a two. And then if the White Caps lose, then they get the one. And then it's playoff time.
Yes, it is.
In San Diego. I'd say give me your biggest takeaways from last week. They didn't play.
Nope. They did not.
Drake will be sad on Friday when you bring up Oregon. I'll see Drake tonight, by the way. We got USD men's soccer tonight as they take on LMU. ESPN Plus. If you want to tickle your fancy into collegiate soccer. Let's talk about what the biggest takeaways were from A.J. Preller's press conference yesterday. Kind of finished the press conference, the Mike Schilt retirement, all of that news before we start talking about where they go from here. And there is some news that has come up in The Athletic about a certain player, or not player, a certain staff member that is now getting an interview with the Twins. So, A.J. Preller's end of the season Zoom lasted nearly 45 minutes yesterday. Yes, it did. Longer than any in the past decade. Yes, it did, Frank.
It was nice.
It was nice. It came 2 weeks after elimination, signaling something was brewing behind the scenes. The reason Mike Schilt had requested a week off before making any decisions and later informed Preller he was retiring due to stress, burnout, and health issues. Preller called the news conference for, quote, more of a, called the news more of a surprise than a shock. A.J. Preller's reaction to Mike Schilt's exit. He praised Schilt for back-to-back 90-win seasons and consecutive playoff trips, avoided details about his own contract status or long-term future. It was reported earlier today or late yesterday, according to Jeff Sanders in an article about how the managerial job is a very attractive job in Major League Baseball, the managerial job for the Padres. The first sentence of Jeff Sanders' article is, A.J. Preller is expected to receive an extension offer this offseason, according to sources within the Padres organization. A.J. Preller reiterated he wants to find a manager who can stay 10 years, a lofty goal given the recent track record of managers. Preller admitted he had been aware of Schilt's chest pains, poor sleep, and death threats during the season, called Mike Schilt someone who, quote, throws every fiber of his being into helping the team. Schilt becomes the fifth full-time manager to leave under A.J. Preller. Since 2019, Machado's signing and Tatis' debut, no manager has lasted more than two seasons. A.J. Preller insists each situation is different, but the pattern is undeniable. Despite that, he says San Diego remains a, quote, fun, demanding place to work that sets a high bar. Publicly denied reports A.J. Preller did of staff friction, saying the team's success was built on togetherness. Then yesterday, Kevin Acey reported that there was, in fact, staff friction amongst the head coach, or should I say manager of the Padres, in Mike Schilt and his coaching staff. Some coaching staff members of the San Diego Padres coaching staff had said that if another opportunity presented itself, they would take it. Goes back to some sources that were listed in this article by Kevin Acey, going back to the St. Louis days, that the Cardinals staff had refused, had basically threatened to quit if they brought Mike Schilt back the year that they ended up parting ways with Mike Schilt. Mike Schilt won ball games. Mike Schilt was not the easiest to work for, according to multiple people in the organization that could speak on the matter, that were granted anonymity. See an enemy. That's how I feel like saying it. I feel like the cartoon, I feel like the kids in Nemo trying to say see an enemy. Anonymity. Anyway.
Squirrel.
Yeah. I got distracted by my own inability to say anonymity. It's hard to say. So, anyway. This news comes out. Again, two things could be true. A lot of people want to weigh into the weeds about it, say it's more than it is. But the reality of the situation is Mike Schilt ran his club the way he felt was necessary to run it to win games. He had five seasons as a manager, three in St. Louis, two in San Diego. All five, he made the playoffs. So maybe he was onto something. But his style of managing put a toll on him and put a toll on both of his staffs in St. Louis and in San Diego. Both things can be true. He could run his club in a very difficult situation for coaches and also in the process wear himself down where he has to retire. I don't think that's anything more than that, Frank.
No.
We talked about that all day today.
Yeah, we... That's not... I believe Mike Schilt 100% when he says, you know what, done. I think we're good here. I believe that over anything else. Any of these conspiracy theories, I don't believe any of that.
Well, you think this is the reason why we got to get rid of Preller and all this stuff. Okay. What's next for the Padres dugout? No specific timetable to hire a manager. Preller will consider veteran and first-time candidates, though familiarity with him is seen as an advantage. Some potential candidates have reservations about the job because of the franchise instability and older expensive core. Preller argues the Padres' job remains in baseball, citing fan support, payroll, and location. Can't disagree with AJ Preller there. Can't disagree with some potential candidates having reservations about the job neither. And until AJ Preller officially signs that perceived contract extension, which he is expected to receive this offseason, according to sources within the Padres organization, it's going to remain a position of not necessarily stability. Quote, it's a challenge of winning a World Series in a city that hasn't done it before. Which honestly leads me to a question that we haven't answered yet that we could talk about probably tomorrow. But when you're hiring this new manager, and you want to try to get it right, you're trying to hire somebody, Frank, to do something that has never been done in the history of the San Diego Padres. Think about that for a second.
Take a special kind of person, for sure.
The San Diego Padres were established in 1969. They have never done this. And the person you're hiring, you believe, is going to come in and do something that nobody has done for 50-something years, whatever it is. That is what is at stake when you are making this decision. Now, we don't really have time to dive into the player personnel talking points that we got yesterday from AJ Preller's press conference. We can talk about that tomorrow. We'll have Eddie Brown on the show tomorrow. We will not have Skylar in studio. Skylar is just a world traveler. I don't know if she flew herself to this place, but she is not going to be there. She will throw in her picks, though. If you wanted to know what we thought about the Kevin Acey article, go back and listen to the first hour. We did talk about it ad nauseum at the first hour. Anyway, here's a couple of things that popped up today. Number one, Twins are interviewing Nick Punto for a managerial job. Nick Punto has been on the Padres staff. Nick Punto is getting an interview with the Twins. Should the Padres grant an interview with Nick Punto? Padres allowed the Twins to interview Nick Punto. Does that tell you that they're not interested in potentially interviewing Nick Punto? Maybe. Who knows? Going a little bit further in this interesting post from The Athletic, a team source also confirmed the Twins have spoken with and are planning to interview former Pittsburgh Pirates manager Derek Shelton, New York Yankees hitting coach James Rosen, and Boston Red Sox bench coach Ramon Vasquez. Another hot name internally is Chicago Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty. Though it's unclear if the Twins have yet to be granted permission to speak to the former infielder because Chicago's season only ended a few days ago. Flaherty played 8 seasons in the majors, retiring only after the 2019 season. Flaherty worked in player development and as an advanced scout with the Padres in November of 2019, temporarily took over as acting manager for the Padres in June of 2022 when Bob Melvin was sidelined with COVID. Flaherty was the Padres bench coach and offensive coordinator in 2023 and spent the last 2 seasons as Craig Counsell's bench coach with the Cubs. We kind of laughed at the Ryan Flaherty conversation. Should we be taking the Ryan Flaherty as the Padres manager more seriously? The Twins want to interview him. The Braves want to interview him. The Padres interviewed him the last time before going with Mike Schilt. And what I was told, it sounds like it was a pretty close second, Ryan Flaherty. Can Ryan Flaherty be the manager that wins the first World Series in Padres history? That is a question we will ask tomorrow as we get you more news around the other teams in Major League Baseball that need a manager. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Braden Suprenant. This has been the Braden Suprenant Show, live and local each day from 10 to 2. Gwen and Chris coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.